Well, first, I want to reiterate what a privilege it is to play this game. I know a lot's been made about my opinion or our opinion about where it's played, but it is an incredible venue. That's regardless of the outcome of the game. Both fans on each side, I think our kids really enjoy that. It's great for college football. So special opportunity, and City of Jacksonville's been great with that. Coming into this game, win or lose, we wanted our leaders to guide us. We talked long and hard throughout the week about composure, discipline, and physicality. We tried to really make it simple for our guys. Don't lose your composure, no stupid penalties, no fighting, no chippiness, discipline. Just do your job. And then physicality is who we are. And we embraced that each day, and we had guys stand up and talk about it. And then we delivered a good message to them, I thought, Thursday and Friday about Michael Johnson, the great track spinner, probably one of the greatest athletes to play, track athletes to ever be in the U.S. uniform. And he embraced the pressure. He embraced it. He wore gold shoes with the expectation that he was going to win both races, the two and the four. And we kind of showed him a special about that. And I really thought our players embraced the challenge today. Blocked the outside noise. We know that we control how we play. We control what we do by how we play. And the outside noise is just that. And our kids grinded and worked hard. So I'm proud of them. Played really physical, played really hard, and give Florida a lot of credit. That's a really good football team. I got a lot of respect for Dan and their program. They do a tremendous job. But our kids were resilient today, and I think you guys saw that firsthand. Yeah, start with the positive. Third down was really good. We were able to convert some big third downs. Some down and distances that they've been really good on third and long. Tebow talked about it this morning on SEC Nation, and it's tough to convert those long yardage third downs. But when Jake has time, he's really efficient. And I thought our receivers gained a lot of confidence throughout this game. We had all of them there and accounted for. They were all healthy, and they played well, too, to help Jake. But let's be honest, those five guys up front were blocking – some pretty good pass rushers one-on-one, and that was probably the difference in the game. I never doubted Lawrence would play. I had no idea what role that would take on. I didn't know how many hits he'd be able to take, how many blocks he'd be able to make. He's a warrior. He's a competitor, and I never doubted that, but I didn't know how big the role was. Shoot, I don't even know how many catches he had. So, I know he played big. That's big. Well, he was determined from the start. He was on the side running. He was doing things, wearing Kevlar pads. He did everything he could. Rehabbed every day. He did extra. He couldn't do any more than he already did to get out there and play. His biggest concern for me was conditioning, and he had to come out several plays, and there were some plays we'd have liked to have gotten to him that he wasn't able to sustain. It wasn't injury, it was conditioning. And you can condition on a bike and swim and run. Until you get out there and run routes, it's different. And he was able to do a little bit of that, but probably not to the level he needed to. But just proud of him. He's a competitor. I've known him since he was in high school, and he had a big game, and so did a lot of other guys on that Georgia uniform. Yeah, I thought that was the plan going in. We wanted to suffocate the run, make them one-dimensional. If you can make them one-dimensional, they're going to hit plays on you now. They got as good a group of receivers, I'm telling you. There's four guys that are going to be playing in the NFL of their wideouts, and I'm including the tight end. They got good wideouts, and that was my concern coming into the game. And we knew that we may have to give something up to get something back, but it felt like you had to play for the pass, and you had to stifle the run in order to make them one-dimensional, which the flip side of that was I didn't think they would be able to do to us, but early on it was almost, mirror images. We couldn't run the ball, but we were able to throw it. Oh, you got to. If you don't run the ball in this league, pass rushers will chew you up. When they see pass every play, they'll feast. It's like sharks in the water. they'll attack you. You got to keep them honest. You got to wear them down. And I know y'all don't believe in it, and y'all think it's boring, and y'all hate it, and it's not explosive. I get it, okay? But in this league, you got to be able to have the threat of that in order to sustain. And look, we have not arrived. We are not. We have to get better. There are a lot of things that we've got to work on, and we got some really tough teams coming up to play. And that's what I reiterated to our guys. I've seen quite a few of those. I'll be honest with you. That guy has got a skill set. I mean, he talks about it from baseball all the time. I saw it. I saw him in high school playing basketball. I've seen him do catches like that, crazy catches. And it actually didn't surprise me that he made it, because he's Houdini when it comes to some of those. It was clutch. He wanted it. He's been eating himself up, you know, from a couple of the drops he had, the South Carolina one and things like that. He ran a great route. And I mean, we knew what covers they were going to be in. We knew how they were going to play us. Todd thinks very similar to how I do. And we felt like that's the philosophy. You try to win the game when you get an opportunity to, and that was our chance to win the game. Now, if we don't complete that pass, y'all are all sitting here saying, what'd you do that for? But you got a chance to win the game, and that's the life that we lead as coaches, and we make decisions based on what gives us the best chance to win the game. We went and ate lunch a couple times and shared break bread together, because I was concerned about him. And you know, he doesn't get frustrated. He handles things really well. But he and I are wired very similar ways. We're very competitive. We both want to win. There's a lot of same hard wiring there. And I think that him being able to talk to me and me being able to talk to him and see where we can help him and what we can help him do from a confidence standpoint was good. And I'm just proud of him. I mean, every time his back's against the wall, you know, he comes out swinging. I'm not sure how to answer that, because, I mean, I really never doubted this team. I mean, our team doesn't listen to the outside noise. We had four turnovers and played really poorly against an SEC opponent, and then we played in a absolute monsoon, and we're all asking ourselves, we don't have problem. We see it every day. We see guys make plays. We see guys do things that you guys aren't privy to. So there was not a doubt. Now, I was concerned about making plays on their defense and blocking them and covering them. I'm not sitting here telling you I thought we were going to come in here and just torch them or be 12-18 on third down, but I knew we had a good team, and I know we can throw the ball. So.
After losing a lot of scrimmage in the Carolina game, what did your offensive line do over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I thought they did a good job, but you say we lost that. I just don't see it that way. I saw it. We turned it over four times, but I thought they did a tremendous job today, and I was proud of them, and did a good job up front on defense, affecting the quarterback, stifling the run, and it's hard to run the ball in this league. I mean, you look across the league and say, who's running the ball really well? I'm waiting. I mean, it's just tough. And you say, well, then just throw it every down. We're young at receiver. We have some guys who haven't had the experience. I mean, think about the Wolf and Cager addition. Without those two guys, we basically lost 6 to 7 of our top guys, and people just expect they're just going to poof, they're all going to be out there. And they had all not actually played in the same game yet. So they're growing up, they're getting better, and we played better, but we still haven't played our best yet, and that's what I'm in search of.
Talk about the running game, DeAndre. Not huge numbers when you look at it, but they were workmen. And looked like you spit that one out and you got a holding call on, but otherwise they were. How would you describe the rushing game that you did get out of DeAndre in that line?
Well earned. You know what I mean? It was like a 2-yard carry was well earned. A 3-yard carry was well earned. I mean, teams are doing things to us, things that I don't know if you guys see that aren't normal. I mean, they got 5 defensive linemen in, and most people have 4. You know, they're playing regular against 11 personnel. It's not normal, and a lot of them are doing it. So they're taking risk when they do that too. We've got to find more ways to expose that and do a good job. But they know that we're hell bent on running it, and they're hell bent on stopping it. And there's two ways to go head to head. And had we not converted third downs real well today, we might be sitting here talking otherwise. Yeah, I thought Coach Pittman did a wonderful job last night. His offensive only meeting. I get to sit in on Friday nights and leave the defense alone so they don't get sick of me. And he stood up. Sam never talks. And Sam said, "I want to say something. You know, I'm just a fat O-line coach. I don't know anything. But they asked me early in the week, do we need to protect these guys and, you know, take the backs and take the tight ends and chip these guys?" And I told them offensively that we ain't going to do that. We're going to let these guys go play. We're going to let them play in space, and we're going to block them. And I'll be danged if he didn't do that. And, you know, our guys pass pro pretty well. I mean, I've known that. I mean, again, there's criticism out there about pass protection, but our guys pass pro pretty well. And they showed that tonight. We just made plays, you know, down the field with the pass pro.
Going back over to Major, looking back at when all the doctors from Miami knew that the COVID and everything, but did you kind of have an expectation for this from what you're
I didn't really know what to expect. I'd be lying to you if I did. I knew the size, the he matches up well with Jake. Things he does well or things that Jake does well. It wasn't like he had just an unbelievable camp. I mean, we were like, shoot, man, I don't know. What's this guy going to be? Is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be one of the guys? And he's emerged as a really good player for us, and he's such a competitor. Yeah, the Dawg Nation's all in. They were fired up today, and there were some tough ebbs and flows in that game. You know, their fans got back in it after the score. Our fans got back in it, but that's what it is. It's a hell of a rivalry game, and just proud of the support that our fans provided for us, even if they didn't think Jake could throw the ball. I've learned that we got to get better. I've learned that we got to be more consistent, because you could easily say, where was that team some other weeks? And we just got to play. We got to play to our standard and our level of confidence. And I thought our team gained some confidence. You know, look, win or lose this game, I was going to come in here and have the same demeanor. You guys were going to have a different message win or lose this game. But win or lose this game, we got to play Missouri next week. And they got a good football team. So the toughest job for us is moving forward, is grounding this team and making sure they understand the quality of team we've got coming to play us next week. No, I had those lunches to talk, to communicate. I think relationships are important to communicate and just talk and just hang out. I mean, he was getting ready to go hunting or somewhere, but it was good for both of us. It was not, look, he has not had so much success in life. He has had a lot of people that have questioned him, and he is a chip on his shoulder guy. And y'all have seen it over and over again where people doubt and continue to doubt, and he continues to rise above. He's not a silver spoon fed kid. He's a working kid, and he works himself into it and wills himself into it, and just really proud of the way he played and led our team and a lot of others. I'm not saying it's just Jake, but Jake has a lot of pressure on him. I'm sorry. Been good. He's been effective. What do you have? One sack, right? And a big sack. Knocked him out of, knocked him back. You know, he's played well. He's one of our hardest workers. He's kind of the leader of that outside linebacker group. Never says a dang word, but he's just a great kid. I thought he's played really physical. He brings a physical presence to our team. Start over. I was just waiting on that one. That was the whole Notre Dame game over again. I mean, they, you know, they did some good things to target the tight end. That tight end is as good a player as I have ever seen. So, I mean, at that position. I mean, he is a dominant, freaky, long, hard to match up with dude. And they got good ways to get him the ball. So, I mean, y'all want to throw to the tight end. That dude's good. That guy's really talented. It was a great response. And y'all need to give Coach Coley some credit because he called all those plays too. He just the first one I saw, man. I was like ready to get off the TV. I mean, I was so happy to see him. Jordan is a very emotional kid, a leader, and he doesn't get to, you know, he doesn't get to play a ton when it's a pass happy game. But he got to play some tonight. And I get, did he get credited with the sack? Did he get it, or did somebody else get it?
Half.
But I mean, that I didn't think he was ever going to finish celebrating. He was just so happy, and that doesn't happen very often for a guy like that. But you know, he gave an emotional talk to the team in the locker room when we got here, and he's a very articulate, intelligent, humorous guy, and he's been a great addition to our team. And he has to continue to work, because if we could get him a little lighter, he could really be a force. I mean, we got to shed some pounds.
Yeah.